Hello, my name is Chuck Porritt. Welcome to my secondary website and to this webpage titled Christian Baptism. The word baptism in the Bible comes from the original Greek word bapto, which means to immerse something in a liquid, like water. But in the context of the Bible and our relationship with God, the word baptism means to wash or to cleanse something, to remove immorality or sin or some other moral impurity so that a person can be acceptable in the sight of God. Now, Christian baptism was introduced by a man named John the Baptist. And John was the last and greatest of the Old Testament Levitical priests. But instead of working in the temple, John was called by God to prepare the nation of Israel and the world for the coming of Israel's Messiah. And so John's job was to condense down all of the Old Testament rituals and animal sacrifices and washings and cleansings that the Jewish people had been performing into one simple symbolic ritual that would reveal to the world how it is that God saves people, how he washes them. Now, John the Baptist has rightly been referred to by Christian theologians as God's bulldozer, because John's coming was foretold by the prophet Isaiah in chapter 40, verses 3 through 5, where he was described as one who would make the mountains be brought down level and would fill the valleys, would make the crooked way straight and make a level and open plain and road for access to God, so that all of humanity could see the salvation of God and easily understand it and come to God for mercy and forgiveness and salvation. Now, John had people coming to him who openly were confessing their sins, and then he was taking them and plunging them underneath the waters of the Jordan River before bringing them back up out of the water and telling them to go now and live righteous lives that are consistent with a confession of sin and a change of heart and mind. But while John performed this ritual of baptism with water, he was careful to always tell everyone that his ritual was merely symbolic, and that there would be one coming after him who would truly cleanse people through the Holy Spirit. And so in the New Testament, we find two baptisms mentioned in God's Word: a ritual symbolic baptism with water, and a genuine washing and cleansing that the Holy Spirit accomplishes in a person's life. So what is this baptism by the Holy Spirit? It is where the Holy Spirit unites a person with the Lord Jesus himself in his own death, burial, and resurrection from the dead. Because they have been crucified with Christ, their sins have been punished. Because they have been buried with Christ, the body that was owned and dominated by sin has been destroyed, so that they can now be raised from the dead with Christ to begin a new life in the presence of God and receive the Holy Spirit and please God. This is why John's baptism, this drowning of people in water, was symbolic of a greater baptism by the Holy Spirit, because it was a picture of death, burial, and resurrection from the dead. This baptism by the Holy Spirit is also referred to in the Bible as regeneration or the new birth. And the Lord Jesus is himself described in the book of Revelation as the firstborn from the dead. But God's way of saving people involves more than simply being baptized by the Holy Spirit. God's order of salvation is revealed to us in five steps that we see in Jesus' own baptism by John the Baptist. Jesus came to John the Baptist as though he was a sinner, needing to repent of his sins and to be washed. That was the first step in God's salvation. Then the Lord Jesus was plunged underneath the water by John the Baptist before coming back up out of the water. Thirdly, the Holy Spirit descended upon the Lord Jesus like a dove and rested upon him. Fourthly, A voice from heaven, the voice of God the Father, said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This was a declaration on the Father's part of justification, that the one who now stood before him is completely free of all guilt and all bondage to sin, and is fully pleasing in his sight. This is the same thing that God declares when a sinner has repented, has been baptized by the Holy Spirit, has received then the Holy Spirit within his own body. God declares him justified in his sight. But there's one more step in the Christian experience that one must experience before entering into eternal life and the kingdom of heaven. And that is something that the Lord Jesus himself experienced. Immediately after the Father said, "This is my Son, and well-pleasing in my sight," the Lord Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness, there to have his faith and his obedience tested and tried, before he could enter into his public ministry. The same thing is true of the Christian experience. Yes, we do come to full justification before God and pleasing acceptance in his sight. And if the Christian were to die in that moment, he would most certainly enter into eternal life. But the Bible tells us that for most Christians, there is a journey in the wilderness of life that we must pass through and that we must remain faithful in if we are to overcome and be faithful unto death and enter into eternal life. Now, there is a question that we find raised by many people today. And the question is this: must a person be baptized in order to be saved? And most often when they ask that question, what they mean is, must a person be baptized with water in order to be saved? Because John's baptism has been retained in the Christian church. People undergo the ritual of baptism in water as an outward symbol of what God has already wrought within them through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. But people ask the question, because the Lord Jesus commanded that all of his disciples be baptized with water, is it necessary to be baptized with water in order to be saved? And the simple answer to that question is no. There have been many people throughout the history of the world since the apostolic times who have been repentant and have been washed by the Holy Spirit and have received the Holy Spirit, but who've never had the time or the opportunity to be baptized with water. It is important that we understand here that the Bible distinguishes between symbol and inward reality. So the answer is, yes, we do have to be baptized, but not with water, but rather by the Holy Spirit in order to be Christians.